With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Efforts to restore a southern passenger rail line in Montana are gaining speed. Advocates say it would draw in visitors, provide more transportation options, and create jobs. Jason Stewart, the executive director of the Dawson County Economic Development Council, said a passenger train connecting Glendive to places like Chicago and Seattle would be an economic boon for eastern Montana.
We see a lot of economic opportunity for drawing more visitors through Glendive and through the whole of eastern Montana. You know, whether they're into Badlands and dinosaurs or they're Lewis and Clark fans, they want to follow the Lewis and Clark trail, but do it on a train.
Stewart was one of several panelists to champion the proposed Southern Rail Line at a virtual summit last week, attended by about 300 people. He said passenger rail could also save some railroad jobs in Glendive. 85 people were laid off earlier this year when the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway closed its diesel repair shop. Stewart said eastern Montana needs more transportation options for students going to college, older folks who can't drive, and people who need to get to legislative sessions in winter. He said he canceled a trip to Helena last year to lobby for infrastructure improvements when a blizzard blew in.
It was sure nice to have the ability to say, okay, I can't drive, but you know what I can do? I can jump on this train and be in Helena in a few hours and I can still do what I need to do.
Proponents of adding a passenger rail line say it's too early to estimate a cost since the exact route hasn't been decided, but they emphasized better transportation can have long-term benefits. Roger Miller, Secretary of Transportation for the state of Washington, said high-speed rail can increase access to jobs and affordable housing and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He shared plans for a $50 billion project connecting Vancouver, Seattle, and Portland.
We'll be spending that kind of money on transportation in the next couple of decades. The question is, where do you get the return on investment?
Miller said adding a lane on the interstate from Oregon to the Canadian border would cost around $100 billion, twice the amount as high-speed rail, and people would still have a full day of driving instead of a two-hour train ride. Paul Tuss, the executive director of Bear Paw Development Corporation in Havre, said the federal government spends nearly $58 million a year to run Amtrak's Empire Builder, currently the only passenger rail service to pass through Montana on its run from Chicago to Seattle and Portland. But the Empire Builder's economic impact to the states it serves is almost sixfold. While Tuss said he supports the proposed Southern Passenger Rail, he asked people at the summit to also help protect existing service on the High Line.
My basic message today is let's do this, but let's do it properly and make sure that the rail authority that we're talking about includes people from northern Montana and that we're all supportive of making sure that we support the Empire Builder as well as the Southern Line.
Tuss said baggage handlers and station attendants in Shelby and Havre have already lost their jobs ahead of Amtrak's plans to cut daily service along the High Line to 3 days a week in mid-October. Missoula County Commissioner David Strohmeyer said the next step to make the Southern Rail Line a reality is to form a Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority. It would serve as a governing body, similar to a fire or school district, that would come up with a strategic plan, pull in funding, and be the primary point of contact for Amtrak, state, and federal government.
Let's try to make a transportation future and system that is resilient, that's robust, that is truly forward-looking.
So far, 9 counties have joined the Rail Authority: Sanders, Missoula, Silver Bow, Jefferson, Broadwater, Gallatin, Park, Dawson, and Weibo. Strohmeyer said they're waiting for one more county to sign on before forming an official rail authority, which will be decided in several weeks. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.